Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, Challenge fans? Welcome into episode 15 of the Challenge. Crash into me. We're crashing into your online airwaves right now, boys and girls, so get ready to be dazzled. I got Jenna, Pam, and I got Benny doing some producing tonight. He's going to pop in and out, and he's got some news and gossip for us. How, ladies, how are you doing tonight?
Right. Pam, I love your hair tonight. You have
I straightened it.
You have like a little 50s flip going
on.
Yeah,
it's straightened like, and then in a ponytail. Thank you. I love it too. I keep flipping it and feeling really excited and cool about it.
Yes.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dan. And I enjoyed your shirt tonight, Dan.
Well, you know, people always call me out for rocking tank tops. So I decided to rock it again. But the real reason I rock tank tops is I have no AC in my apartment and I'm sweating bullets in here. Oh, yeah.
Right, practical. Totally. Mm-hmm.
That's really what's going on. Ladies, let's get into this episode.
Can we?
This is the first time in the season that no one wants to go into elimination. It feels like old times again, ladies. What did you think of the episode overall?
Since the de-banishment, I forgot Rogan was on the show. And then when they showed him tonight, because his storyline's getting taken away along with hers, obviously. So it was funny to see Rogan tonight. I literally was like, oh, Rogan's still here. And this episode was pretty good. I mean, it was, there weren't any big surprises.
So I actually really like this episode. I think that there was a lot of things going on that we're obviously going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Jenny situation because, I mean, I totally get where she's coming from and we'll talk about it, but I can jump to her defense, but I also understand that she found herself in a little bit of like a promise pickle where she was promising a lot of things to people and it didn't go over extremely well. I love Corey and Nelson's friendship. Love them so much. Nelson is really, really a sweetheart. And it's weird that Kyle's in the final, right? I mean, he really snuck his freaking way into that one. And again, I said on last show, Kyle, best glow up of all time. I love him now. He's just like a TV character. But athletic and competition-wise, it's like, does he really have any means to be in the final? The elimination probably should have been Nelson versus Kyle because they were the two who didn't get any of the barrels knocked down in the challenge tonight. So
yeah, I mean, I thought this episode really picked up in the second half. I thought the beginning, I thought the challenge was kind of meh. I'm still upset no one tried to get Fessy in there, get him in a hall brawl against the Rogan. I mean, that would have been even more crazy than him and Nelson. And I don't know. I'm glad they finally went after Jenny. That was cool. About time.
And, that was a really good point about Fessy not going in because Juana chose Bananas. Is Bananas now like loyal? Is Bananas now like a good guy or is he just soft?
I don't think
now?
So. Not neither. I don't think he's either soft or a good guy. I think he knew Fessy would win and then he made an enemy out of Fessy, who I don't think he want against you.
I guess not. And going into a final, you don't know if it's individual style. Fessy could maybe add 10 points on a Bananas time if he wins.
Right.
Bananas is worried about that. But my feeling was you might have gotten Fessy out. Probably not, though, because he's a football player and he's literally just tackling somebody in that hall brawl. But you may have just given Fessy $1 million as well.
Right, exactly.
To get him out.
That's the thing. So I don't think that Fessy would have lost in this elimination, especially now that we know that it was hall brawl. He was coming back 11 out of 10 times. But it's more of if you're going to a final, it doesn't even matter if you piss him off because he's just going to beat your ass in anything anyway. Like you're
it's
going
almost
into
over
a final,
too. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going into a final with that same anger mentality. Everybody is my enemy here. So whether, I don't know, I just felt it was like an interesting move of Bananas to not do it. You don't really see him not take a big shot at somebody in the moment when it arises. So it seemed like
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, you're obviously scared of Fessy, which I get, but
I think he is scared of Fessy, and even though you're against everybody in a final for next challenges, just in life, again, not knowing what's going to happen, I don't think you want Fessy as an active enemy, especially if Corey and Nelson are there, because then they're just able to gang up on him. If the three of them all said bananas points, you know, I think he wanted to be cool with people and not make waves at this point. I don't think he's gone like honest on us or anything.
Yeah. Let's get into the challenge of the evening. It's called Crash Course, aka car bowling, I guess. This challenge could have been so amazing if they used the same setup as they did last week, where you try to screw your opponents over, where if you hit certain people, maybe they get deducted points and that's how they lose or win. But instead, it's just like, hit as many barrels as you can, and it doesn't matter who you hit. So that's why I was disappointed with the challenge, but that's my thoughts.
I mean, I don't understand how Kyle and Nelson got – how do you not drive your car into a wall of
– They hit the e-brake too early, Pam. That's all they did. They broke too early.
They were trying to get too fancy with it. They were trying to mimic everybody's spin move.
Right.
Bailey just went head on to that shit, and she still did really good. Because my thought was, okay, it does seem like you need to do like a U motion like everybody to kind of hit it with the tail end of the car. But when I saw Bailey just go straight forward, I was like, oh, she knocked down just as many as Casey by just barreling in, by just driving in literally a lane as if she was driving in a road.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree where I feel like this would be a really cool challenge to do, but this has to be one where to solidify your spot in the final, this kind of sucks for the competitors, right? Because it's cool and you never know where you're going to get on the challenge, but all these people are so athletically, you know, strong that it doesn't seem like they could even really control whether they were going to the final because it was just like hitting barrels with a car.
Right.
Which is weird because TJ started the whole competition by saying, you're going to decide here tonight who you want to run the final with. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm just going to run into the thing and hope to get a lot of barrels. I hope I get lucky out there. Yeah.
I mean, it was so cool. The way that it started off, it looked like it was going to be easy. The way Rogan went off, I was like, oh, wow, this is way easier than I expected. I don't know. And then one after one, everybody started getting pretty much the same amount of barrels. Bananas did awesome.
Yeah.
And then you see the whole Nelson and Kyle situation. And it's like just so perfectly Nelson, right? Like it couldn't have been more on par.
Yeah. And Kyle's just skating into another final. Like he's had Cara bring him on one. Now Bananas bringing him on one. And since when are Bananas and Kyle best friends with each other's backs?
Like, yeah, I wrote that.
Tonight it was like, you and me are number
one.
Yeah. Number one. Like, who knew?
Is it weird though that Nelson getting zero barrels just made me love him even more? I was just like, I just love Nelson so much. Just
There's your conspiracy. He actually wanted Corey to win, so he purposely put the brakes on too early. Oh.
Probably did. He's such
That's the needy greedy of it all. I think he just...
All right, Pam, let me give you my real conspiracy for the evening. Okay. The only reason they showed Dee's run tonight is because she did really bad and they wanted to put a bad light on her just as a competitor. There you go.
Oh, totally. I agree.
She only got She only got six.
And they showed her losing, too. They showed her getting dismissed. Like, you guys lost, too. Which, yeah.
They could have easily edited around her run in the daily challenge, but they tried to show it because she did poorly. That's my conspiracy.
I agree with you. And everybody conveniently talking, you know, she's not very popular right now in real time on the show. So it's just like, they have all their commentary about her too.
Yeah, they have all those reasons to build that up with relevance of the real world. Do you also think the conspiracy theory, some people may have been like jumping off the barrels to help some other people out?
like knocking some down. I only saw one that I was like, did that, like, hasn't the car been parked for a long time in one tower of barrel, like really wobbly that whole time? It did seem like that a little bit. I don't
remember. Felt like, should that person really have fallen off at that moment? But here they go.
Right. Yeah, that's funny. I like that conspiracy.
Ladies, let's move into nominations. A lot happens in these nominations tonight. Rogan is just like, you know what? I've never really gone into that many eliminations, so I'm just going to put myself in. Even though he beat Jay this season, he's like, no, I want to go in. But my whole thing with that is he kind of already knew he was going to go in with the numbers, so he tried to make himself just look good by saying, no, I want to go in, but he kind of knew he had the votes against him anyways. So.
Right, yes. Totally agree with that. Or he may have just wanted to feel like it was his decision. Like, I'm not going to give you guys the benefit of saying my name. I'll just say it myself, which I kind of like.
Right.
I would maybe want to do that as well. But this is where the thing with Jenny comes in, because Jenny is in the room with Kyle Bananas and pretty much, like, I don't know, almost everybody else in the house is in this room. And Jenny walks in and she says that she wants to vote in Corey and Nelson. But it's everybody else. It's kind of saying, like, no, we all got to jump on the Rogan train. So then she goes, okay, fine, I'll do that too. So I felt like she didn't really have a choice in that situation. So sure, back on episode 2, she's saying, Rogan, you're my number one, and you're number one. But now she's in a predicament where it's one elimination before the final. She has to go with the group effort and the group number to make sure that she gets there and she doesn't piss anybody off. So what I get that with Rogan is saying, I'm your number one person, but I think Rogan could actually understand where Jenny is coming from, because Jenny alone cannot save Rogan. So he's already going in.
You made a really good, I must have tuned out during that discussion, because she should have said what you just said. What you just said now.
I feel bad for her. I feel like she was on the spot. And I feel like Rogan knows that. And Rogan's trying to put it all on Jenny. But it's like every single person was going to vote for Rogan. Jenny couldn't have saved him. So, of course, Jenny has to go with what the group is doing, or else she's going to then piss everybody else off and then get the group the house vote.
Well, she should have said that, saying it's not yet like that. No, it's not like that. Yes, I did say your name, but only in order to protect myself, because the numbers were all going for you. And I'm in a lot, you know.
Ladies, can you help me out with this? When they do nominations and it's a guy and a girl that get voted in, who usually goes first, the guy or the girl, when they try to plead their cases or whatever? Is it usually the females that talk first?
Well, it was the guys.
I know.
Well, it depends on the day.
When it's a double, elimination, Jenna, only when it's a double, who talks first in those rooms? Anyone that wants to?
We've only had that twice. This is only the second time, so I don't know who did it last time.
I thought there's been more double eliminations. I thought there was more.
Can't truly confirm.
Okay, but I guess because my conspiracy is that Rogan talked first, and then to find out how Jenny was gonna, where Jenny was gonna vote, so that he could then give it back to her when the girl had to plead their case second.
Right, exactly. And you're probably right with that. I think Rogan knew more than he was letting on, and he tried to pin it all on Jenny. So when I first was watching, I was thinking like, ooh, Jenny did kind of, you know, she said, Corey, I'm going to throw you a bone. She said, Rogan, you're my number one. I think she was trying to please everybody. But then I went back and I thought about it, and I was like, she couldn't have saved him anyway. She would have screwed herself. It's now at the point where it's me or you, and it's going to be me if it's $1 million, if it's the final, you know. I can't protect you, so I just have to do what the majority vote says.
I'm fine with Jenny getting called out anyways, though. I just really think she skated the whole way until tonight. I think she's had it really, really easy. So I'm glad people called her out. I think that she's a good competitor. I know that everyone's like, she's the best thing that's hit the challenge in 10 years, but I think there's still some OGs that would do really well against her. If I, you know, Laurel or an Emily or something like that, or an Evelyn, I think would do well against her. But anyways, my point is that I don't have a point. Yeah, moving on. I don't know. I know what I was gonna say. I just don't think that she has really that great of a social game. I don't think that she does. She was talking her way. She couldn't even talk her way out of a paper bag tonight. She was really like talking over herself, fumbling her words, and kind of almost naming names where she shouldn't have been naming names, like when Rogan was calling her out.
Agree, Dan. I agree with you. I don't think she's great socially. Tori beat her at a hall brawl last season.
Which is my other conspiracy I have, but we can get into that later.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that she got in. She went against that little Jen girl, and that's been it. Yeah. So I was glad to see her actually have to fight for it tonight.
I think, yes, I mean, with Jenny going in, I think it's a smart move by the rest of the girls because they're not going to want to see her in the final. So finally, I mean, that's who they should have been gunning for this whole time. But with that being said, Jenny is not a veteran, so I don't want this to cancel out what I'm about to say. But her saying she skated through is kind of like saying if CT skated through, because it's just that everybody is scared of her. Nobody wants to see her. So isn't that kind of the opposite of skating through? It's more of like, I don't want to lose to you. So yeah, I'm not going to put myself in against you, or I'm not going to put you in elimination because I don't want to piss you off. So if CT goes into one elimination to get his red skull and he made it to the finals, I wouldn't say that CT is skating through. I would say that CT's athleticism speaking for himself. So it's
I don't think she gets to be compared to CT.
Well, but let's also say,
but I think in terms of the competition between Jenny versus the rest of the girls in the house, I think she rightfully deserves to be there because her competition.
Oh yeah, I mean that's fine.
Corey,
remember last episode, guys? Corey says he saved her twice from like almost going into elimination throughout this season. So they weren't that afraid of her.
Yeah.
They were trying to get her in at some point. I just think they should be gunning for her tonight, which at least they got her in. So I'd like
yeah, I'm glad. I mean, this was made for her anyway, so it's not like, I'm glad it was her and D. That was a good matchup. I think I see what you're saying, Jenna, about people not wanting to go in against her, but in this you could put her against a king. I think a lot of those women have the ability to beat her in some of these fine challenges that we have seen, especially the totally random ones where it just becomes, this was a good one for her, although Tori beat her in it last time, so it's not like she's untouchable or anything. But again, we don't know how she does in one-on-one competitions because we only saw her
in
one
a few
time.
yeah
so I'm glad to see her earning her medal, as they say.
So Bananas, Casey, and Kyle make up the tribunal. We see that Jenny and Rogan, they're going in automatically. And then during the tribunal section, I didn't really think that much happened. I thought this would have been a nice opportunity for Bananas to go against Casey, give us the drama, Bananas, like you love to do, and say, hey, Casey, remember what I said to you earlier? I'm voting for Fessy, and I know he could have got Kyle on board to put Fessy in as well. Then it's 2 versus 1, and Fessy's in an elimination hall brawl against Rogan, which that's even a bigger dude than Nelson. So I think
that's where like the softness, I guess, from Bananas comes in, because I was shocked that he didn't put Fessy in. Not only because do you want to get him out, even though, yes, you don't want him coming back for you, but it also just seems so unlike Bananas to like stick to something that he says.
Yeah.
As soon as him and Casey got on the tribunal, he said, listen, I'm not going to put Fessy in the tribunal because he's safe. I'm going to bring Kyle in. And I was like, you're voting for Fessy. I know you are. But
well, we saw him do that to Melissa right before. No, we won't vote for who. Yeah, we'll pick. We wouldn't say D's name, D. Yeah, so yeah, he's a snake. I was surprised he didn't take this opportunity to put Fessy in. There must be some reason.
Casey, girl, he's gonna play you out. You just got the Bananas treatment. But
I thought so
not
too.
Doing it.
Yeah, maybe.
And the other reason I guess the tribunal voting was not that interesting was they literally only could interrogate Bailey. We didn't even see D, which, you know, we know this is the case for the past 3 episodes, and we're in favor of that. We have to do that, but at the same time, I feel like this episode was particularly hard to navigate a lot of these things because you didn't know what the hell was going on with D because she had such a presence in this.
I mean, the only way I looked at it was D was the villain of the season, so that's why they put her in. But I'm taking that from other episodes. We don't know what's happened really in the last 4-5 episodes with her. I mean,
I was happy for Bailey. Because again, I thought she wasn't going to make it to the final. So she is making it to the final. So I was happy. I thought that I did think that they were going to put Bailey in.
And it's probably a little bit of a disservice to the other female competitors because everything is now on them that we don't know what's been going on with D. We don't know how D has been lying, manipulating people. So now like the heat was kind of on Jenny and Melissa's crying and we see that she feels guilty for not having Jenny's back. And it's like, well, what the hell has Dee been doing this whole time? she's probably been lying and backstabbing people, and now we don't have the proof to that put in.
Right. That's true. It's we have to fill in a lot of gaps here. And with our imagination. I felt so bad for Melissa with Kyle. Like, she, I clearly didn't, I don't think, Kyle was like, she knew what she was doing. I don't think she knew what she was doing at all. I don't think she thought at all it was gonna, you know, shake out like that.
Right.
Melissa doesn't have to, she gets a vote. She should not feel bad. Everyone gets a vote.
Exactly.
And let's remember, her and Dee this season were very close. So why would she just randomly go against Dee? And honestly, the producers, they cut all Dee stuff anyway. So even if there was an issue brand new with Melissa and Dee, we wouldn't know about it anyways. So I don't know. It's fine that she voted for Jenny. Why not? And she's the competitor.
Yeah. Kyle was really making a big deal out of that. And Kyle's been so with Melissa this
whole
time.
Let's be real.
But I was like, what is...
Half the stuff we're seeing, guys, probably wasn't in the original final draft for this, but they need fillers, and that was one they just threw in. Oh, Melissa, feel bad for having a vote in life. Who cares?
Kyle and Melissa have not been on this season at all until Dee's disgrace. Like, I like seeing them, but we don't have any background for what's going on with them because they hadn't been developed at all this season. So it is strange to see.
They made
that,
everybody get on a flight and fly back there to reshoot. Right. This is all being done like in a studio somewhere.
Is there a Zoom background for the bunker?
No. Exactly.
Corey, flip through your pictures. Come on.
Come on.
Just
do
keep
it again, Corey.
Study those pics.
Let's
keep
get
going
into,
back to
speaking of Corey, let's talk about Nelson. So Nelson's been all over the place this season, because I can go one episode loving this dude, the next episode I can't stand what he's saying because it's so ridiculous. I'm falling in love with him again this episode.
Me too.
It was amazing, and I cry all the time, as you guys know, and I almost started crying tonight because it really was such an emotional moment at that elimination, and the speeches that Bananas, Kyle, and Casey made, it was all really good. I don't know if it was scripted, it probably wasn't, but it felt scripted, and I loved every minute of it because I love me some teeny bopper drama is the best.
I loved it too. And I'm so, I also, my other moving thing. Well, first of all, Corey and Nelson. Yes. So cute. Even in the beginning when they're laying there talking was just so adorable. But I really love the guys sort of not hating on each other. Like, I was happy that the Bananas, Corey, Nelly rivalry seems pretty squashed. Like, it seems like the guys, this season, we're getting along. Like, are they all, it didn't seem like there were any major enemies.
I think all the guys that are left are like, they all like respect and like each other. I do think that about the guys that are left.
Yeah, it's nice to see. I like seeing the unity.
Nelson is truly the best friend you could have.
Yeah.
He fell on that sword. He said, take my money. He literally was like, you can have my shot at the money because you have a family and you have one daughter and another on the way. And it was so, so cute.
And that's hard when you're that close that you can taste it. I mean,
let's be honest,
he loves Corey. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He loves
and we
Corey
give,
so much. They're
we
such
give
good
Nelson,
loyal friends.
We give Nelson a lot of crap for not being smart. Tonight, in general, yes, he loves his friend all the time, but it's such a smart move for his like profile on the challenge. He's gonna get asked back. I'm sorry, Jenna, he's gonna get asked back a million times now, and they need to have a season that's called like Bros Before Hoes or whatever you want to call it. Have a bro season and have all the guys and all the best friend girls team up as team instead of doing rivals and all
clicks.
That stuff. Have,
no, you just
I
do
bros.
Clicks versus
want,
clicks.
Yeah,
like
clicks versus
team
clicks.
Young Bucks, awesome. Lavender Ladies, Kara's Cult, just clicks. Like that would be
that
a
would
great
be
season.
So fun.
Yeah. It was truly a tearjerker. It was such a respectful move by Nelson. And you're probably, I mean, you're right in theory, Dan. I think it made a lot of people who weren't Nelson fans love and respect him. But if we know one thing about Nelson, he doesn't do anything for that. Like, he is truly authentic, even when he's messing up, when he's speaking out of turn and maybe he says something wrong, or when he's being a great guy and a great friend, he's really just being himself.
He's
like,
earnest.
Nelson has been on this season time after time, and he's always literally just wanted to win the game. Like, he doesn't even want the money half the time.
Well, he said that tonight.
For the love of the game.
He's like, to be a challenge champion, just be so great. Like, he's like $1 million, sure. But right now, he does. He wants the pride, which is amazing. He is so sweet.
He's
The sweetest soul ever.
It's frustrating because
you just said he's so sweet, Pam, and then so sweet. You know,
but then when he's like, "You're a foul whore," oops, he's up and down. But this was very sweet. But he could have won the hall brawl. That's what's so frustrating. Like he didn't. If he was using his mind more or as much as his body, he would have won. Like it was his to lose.
Now, I wanted, everyone was saying that to him, but I honestly thought that Rogan, at the point that he finally got away from Rogan, Rogan grabbed him by the collar. So when they said, "Oh, you're free," I swear that he already had his hand on his collar or was about to, so I don't know if he would have gotten away.
No, they were really close the whole time. He was holding on to Rogan. He was really close to hit to the other side.
So no,
he
let him go
earlier.
I just thought that Rogan would still have been able to grab him by the collar and pull him back, but that's just where my mind was.
That was after the fact, though. Yeah, I mean, I guess we're on to the fight. I mean, yeah.
Well, let me give you ladies my conspiracy, okay. And you tell me if you agree with it. Jenny is going in. The producers know she's already going into a hall brawl. The producers also know that she's already been into a hall brawl and lost the hall brawl pretty badly to Tori when everyone thought that she was going to destroy Tori that season. So I was thinking the producers like, okay, we can have it be our little redemption story, get her redeemed, a little more drama added to it because she has lost the hall brawl. But then again, they didn't mention that she had been in the hall brawl. They should have mentioned that to give us more drama. Like she got beat up by Tori, at least shown a flashback.
I think that's a conspiracy that should have happened.
Yeah,
me too. But at least this time, she had that fire. I feel like the reason Tori beat her was that she did not have that killer instinct.
She didn't.
She wasn't like in it to win it and screw you. You're not taking my money. And this time it was like, I am not going home tonight. Like there's
Pam,
no.
Let's be honest. I think she likes Tori. Her and Tori are friends.
Right.
She does not like D, at least from what we've seen this season. So I think there was a little more like, I don't care if I hurt you thing in Jenny.
Right.
And she just mauled her twice. So
yeah. Well, I think that transpired throughout the season because they were each other's day ones on day one, but by like day five, they weren't anymore. So it happened real quick. Do you guys think though, did you genuinely think that D may have had a chance in this elimination?
I did.
It was closer than... I do. I mean, again,
I did just because of what happened with Jenny last season. That's why I thought it was going to be closer because Tori knocked her over pretty good. And Tori's about the same size as D, I would think.
Yeah.
Right. And that's fair to think that. Yeah. I was just wondering because those are all fair points, but I still was thinking, I still don't think D has a shot. Like even just size wise, like D's kind of a fighter and she's scrappy, but she's like goes up to Jenny's hip. It looked like at one point, you know?
Yeah, well, when Jenny has the fire in an elimination, I think that you're not going to be able to stop her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that they should have put a little plug at D leaving at the end when she does her interview to camera and she says, like, I can't wait to be back next season? Or, like, I'm going to be back.
Ghostbusters sign right through her. Like,
oh, my God. Or she's like, D, we know we'll be seeing you again.
Yeah.
I knew they weren't going to keep TJ saying that because in theory, I bet he did say that because D's has had three great seasons.
Right.
But I didn't even think they would show her. It said D and whoever else got eliminated. I'm sorry. I'm losing my mind. Nelson. D and Nelson eliminated. I'm surprised they even showed that for her.
Right.
Even
I mean,
gave
they
her a little
are
thing there.
Really being brutal about like not mentioning her name. It's like, she was there. I mean, I understand what they're
imagine
doing.
Imagine if she got
like,
to the finals and won, though. Imagine if she got to the finals and won. What would producers
what would
be
they
so
have
mad?
Done? What
I don't know.
Well, that happened with Camilla that season. That Camilla, didn't she not show up at the... I don't know if she... I don't remember. That was when they waited to... That was so awful. When they waited to tell us who won. Remember?
They told you at the reunion.
It was Camilla, but she wasn't there. I don't know, something
but
like that.
She was still very much a presence in the episodes. I think it just would have been so like sarcastic and savage if they just put TJ saying like, D, we'll see you back again. And she's like,
I
man,
know,
I
that,
really learned
you
for
knew
next
they worked
time.
Under though, Jenna.
Shut up.
Star Wars, like, yeah, no. No, that would have been funny.
Guys, any other thoughts on the elimination tonight, or who lost or who won?
Yeah, it sucks that Nelson lost.
I know. I wish he won.
He went down there with like the best motivation in the world. I know. He gave it his all, but now it's like Corey has to win the final now.
And here's your next story. You're hoping to see. You're hoping you see Corey win the final and say, "Hey, Nelly, I got 50K with your name on it," or something like that. And then it's like, bam, that's sweet. That's sweet.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Even though you lost, he still won.
He better be that daughter's, is he Mila's godfather? He should be.
I think so.
Corey's older daughter is named Ryder, right?
Ryder.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Banana said?
Yeah.
He's a real Ryder here.
I loved it. I was like, did Bananas do that on purpose? I bet he did.
I don't think Bananas can help himself at this point. I feel like he's literally a walking soundbite. Like, he just acts and talks.
Totally. Tweets. You are so correct. Even when he's, like, talking to the gang in the room, it's, like, in clips. Like, he talks in soundbites.
When he's at Thanksgiving dinner with his family, he's talking in soundbites at this point, probably. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Seriously.
And it's great. I think it's funny. I think it's great. Let's move on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, let's move on to news and gossip, because we got about 15, 20 minutes left. So I want to make sure we get that. Benny's going to fly in here. He's got some news and gossip for us. And it's going to be fantastic. Benny.
Benny, pop yourself in here.
Pop in. I'm waiting for that.
I've got a news and gossip teaser before Benny's getting ready.
There he is.
This is just a funny tweet that I saw. It was about Wes's thing, Friends and Benefits.
Yeah.
And it said, "Savage man, you're even editing D out of this." like Wes is editing D out of that stuff.
Oh my God.
Even though, so that's funny. Not quite news, not quite gossip, but funny thing.
Benny, I can't hear you. Benny, you're muted.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
They released the super trailer for that Friends and Benefits show, and nowhere was D in that trailer.
That's what that person was referring to.
Did you see the teaser for that? What were your thoughts
They're living in a house for 2 weeks, and they rotate. So for 2 weeks, they're living in a house, and they can leave. They can only leave the house if they do a good deed for someone.
They shouldn't be rotating, living in a house.
But they also shouldn't be leaving the house.
They shouldn't be doing any of that.
So apparently they do protect themselves, and like they wear the mask and everything. So
just donate and like show us on Zoom or something? Like, come on, stay home, challengers.
But like I will say the trailer actually looked pretty good. Like,
really?
I can see people spending money to watch that.
He's got all challengers that we all want to watch.
He has Cara on there. Jenna was on there. Nelson.
Was Cam? Because I saw Cara, Polly, and Cam together on, like, Instagram recently.
I don't know if Cam was there yet, but I know most recently it was Jenna. And what's that other girl's name? She's blonde. Are you the one?
Corey? No, I don't.
He got Devin. I know he has Devin on
Brittany?
There.
Brittany?
Devin was on Brittany.
Oh, Brittany. Brittany. I saw Brittany on there.
Brittany.
She was looking great.
Devin, Kayla, Nani, and a couple other people were the first group of people to do this.
Yeah.
And so then after 2 weeks, a whole new group of people were in. I think Dee was the only one, since she lives in lives. I don't know what her situation is now, but she was the only one who stayed there consecutively until.
Yeah, they had to edit a lot of her out, by the way. She was in the most episodes for sure.
Yeah.
Should we break the system and one of us buy it, and then we just tell all of the live chatters, and then everyone in the world can just watch their thing for
I'll
free.
I'll volunteer as tribute. I've got a lot of time.
How much does it cost? Do anyone know? How much does it cost?
It's $30, I think.
For the whole season?
$30 for the whole season.
Where do you just watch it online?
It's
Patreon. You just watch it online?
Yeah, patreon.com. And
I heard a rumor that it was $50 somewhere. So,
see, I don't know. I might be wrong. I thought I saw 30, but I don't know.
But you we'll just set up a Gmail account and then give it to all of the live chatters, and then all of us can just watch it under the same account.
Yeah, right? Seriously. Let's do it. We'll zoom in so we can all see it.
Venmo.
We could split it. Venmo us. Pay $7.50 and we could all split it.
Yeah, feel free to Venmo us.
Yeah.
Venmo, $7.50.
Challenge West Fund,
Exactly.
That can be one of their good deeds. Hey, if you're watching this, Wes, why don't you gift us your After Buzz?
Yeah, hook us up. We talk about you every week, Wes.
And while you're at that, come on the show so we can interview you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, let's. There's some news and gossip to talk about. So you guys know how Mark is trying to get up all these OGs to do this 2-week challenge.
Yeah.
So I think I know he was trying to go with MTV. Now he's like hashtagging Netflix. And so that's getting me thinking that Viacom isn't down with it. So I could definitely see Netflix doing it, especially if it's just 2 weeks. But the big news with that is he has got someone huge to be a part of this, Jamie Chung. Arguably one of the biggest superstars out of the challenge. She responded to his text saying, sure, why not? So I think that would be pretty dope. But he's gotten a lot of people so far.
Yeah, if you guys remember Timmy. You guys remember Timmy from the challenge back in the day? He's so funny. He's like the lovable, just like goofy dude. He's awesome. He's agreed to be on it. So I'm super pumped to see him again if this ever gets mad.
Oh, my God,
I mean, he's getting, like, everyone we want to see. I was going to ask you guys.
The only person he hasn't got yet that I really want to see is Mike the Miz. And
that's a tough pull.
Right. He said he couldn't do it because he was like, I've been so busy and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, if Jamie can do it with her busy acting schedule. And
I think, honestly, Benny, though, I think The Miz is busier than Jamie Chung. The Miz is hosting everything right now.
That's true. No, that's very true.
But I would love – Miz is who I want. I want The Miz on there for sure.
Yeah.
I want Real World Season 1 Mark. What's his name? You know, he had the grind workout. Eric Neese.
Eric Neese. I want Eric Neese, and I want Theo Vaughn then. Throw some Theo Vaughn on there too.
Do we know about Robin? Did he reach out to his?
Oh,
he should.
I don't want to say yes or no, but I know Cameron is on board.
Nice.
So that's cool. Even though,
how about Paula? Can we get Paula back?
I want to say Paula said yes. I think Paula said yes. There's so many.
I think
people
she did too.
Yeah, you want some controversy? You want some controversy? I want to see Kenny and Evan on there then.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
I know, but they were awesome. No, not because of what they did and all the roots and all the awful things they did to somebody, but they were great competitors. I'm just saying they're great.
Speaking of that, maybe Tanya. Jenna, let's bring some Tanya.
It doesn't matter. Well, definitely doesn't matter.
That would be now. That's the issue, Pam. Imagine if you tried to put Tanya in Kenny and Evan. It won't happen.
God. But Brad, I'd like to see Brad. I think Coral said yes.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah, Coral already. Oh, so there's a lot of awesome OGs that it would be
from Hawaii.
More news and gossip with that. Coral, she responded. So remember her last season? It was the Gauntlet 3, and she pretty much quit. She was about to go into elimination with Evelyn, and she dropped out. And so everyone was saying, oh, Coral was scared of Evelyn, blah, 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 blah. So Coral finally, she posted on Twitter, I didn't quit because I had to go against Evelyn. You know, I'm not scared of anyone. I quit because I was working with people who were cheaters, and I don't play with cheaters, and I don't play that way. So I thought that was very
I don't remember.
She should have.
I don't either. And it seems like,
if
you can win money, just do it.
Aren't they all playing with cheaters at this point? I mean,
true.
They're all liars. That's why they're on reality TV. Exactly. We're getting a lot of names in the live chat, guys. They want to see Darrell. I'm saying Alton.
Darrell is down. Darrell is down.
Rachel. How about Rachel?
Rachel said yes. I'm pretty sure Rachel said yes.
Landon. Someone said Beth.
Beth is down.
Oh my God, remember Beth.
Beth is down.
Tina. She caused like a lot of problems.
Is she down. The original Karen?
Tina's on it. She said she'd do it.
That's so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Why wouldn't MTV want to do this? It's such a great idea.
I don't know, and like, especially
maybe they're worried there's too much of a young audience that wouldn't know now, but like, we're in our, like, I'm in my 30s, and, like, so many of us that watch it in our
30s. They could just do it as a special, too. They could film it in, like, 1 week, like a Champs vs. Star style.
Right.
Put them in a thing, set up your relay races or whatever, let them gossip, and maybe even do, like, a mini-series, like, 3 2-hour blocks and one. Like, nothing's going on right now, you know?
The thing is, I don't know how they would... I don't know how they would film do it. This, though, because...
I don't think they can do it now.
Mark said...
The Bachelor is starting to shoot now. They just
took
over a whole... And they're quarantined while they're shooting. Like, the cast and crew are all at a hotel resort, and that's it. They all got...
And that's,
to,
what,
know,
the, that's
all...
what the NBA is doing in July. They're gonna
Someone
put
says
in
Svetlana. Oh. Do you remember her?
Of course,
Svetlana. I loved her. She only did one season, her rookie season, and she made it to the final. She didn't win, but she, like, I think she got voted into elimination, like, 2 or 3 times, won every single one. Like, she owned it like no other. I think she went against Beth during one elimination, and it was great.
Beth makes us giggle.
It was great.
For some reason. So, I just remember from The Duel and her just like always causing problems with people. Like, no one.
Do you remember when?
Thought about Puck. Like, if we Puck, like, could Puck come back or is he in jail?
Then you got to get Abram back. You got to get Abram back.
I think Abram said he's down. I think
Abram would
down.
Be great.
We need Mark on here. That's who we need. So we
let's reach out to him.
He would host our. He would host the challenge shows back in the day.
I got to talk to him about his Even Stevens appearance. I got to talk to him about that. His one episode wonder there.
Amazing. Yeah. So Mark, if you're watching, man, come on.
Yeah, Derek said.
I'm sure Mark is doing nothing else but watching us live right now.
Exactly.
Listen, Jenna, this is the pandemic. People gotta watch. You know, people gotta watch.
All right.
Yeah, that was
news and gossip, though.
I want to see it. I want to see it big time.
That would be huge. Like, just how, like, we're big getting excited time. About it, I'm sure every single challenge fan, young, old, whatever, like, they want to see this.
And do you think a lot of the veterans are sitting there thinking, like, oh, shit, I really got to get in shape for this. I haven't worked out since the last challenge I was on.
Because I know the current challengers, like, from what I hear, like, they do, like, some intense training like no other, so...
Oh, what about Derek? We got to get Derek on there, too, by the way.
Yeah, Derek said yes, too.
He did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's so funny, though. Like, even the young people that don't know the challengers, they'll fall in love with them just like we do with new people every season, and they'll hate some of them.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. People will figure out their personalities and just enjoy watching it.
And and the old fans will, like, get to watch it with their teen kids now and bring them into the mix.
Right.
Yeah.
What a family-friendly show for them to be watching people making out.
Well, you know what's funny? What's funny is Darrell, he watches old-school challenges with his kids.
I love
On what? That's what...
There's some... I think it's Pluto TV. I think that's what it's called, that they show, like, old
24/7.
Challenges. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get that.
It's
I'm gonna have to get that. Oh, my God.
Dangerous.
I need it.
Is it how much? Is
it's
it,
just do, on all the
free. Day? It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
No
it's
way.
It's like an app. Yeah, and it's free. A friend of mine has it. He said it's amazing. It's just niche. Like,
I'm doing that then.
Totally free. Yeah.
All right, the first season I'm watching is the DMCT one, when they get back together and stuff.
You can't pick, it just runs. It just runs over and over again.
Oh, I need that.
You can't pick seasons. It's just on, like, 24/7, and, like, whatever you turn the TV on is, like, in the middle of whatever episode. It's
I'd love that, too, though, Jenna.
I mean,
I would just pop in and out.
I've seen a lot of the same seasons over and over again. I saw the one, Bloodlines, a lot. Bloodlines was on a lot.
That's more recent.
Do they have the real
the
world?
One with Sarah and Jordan. When
when they were dating? That was a good one.
Yeah,
that was
that
cute.
Was
yeah.
On there.
Cousin.
Oh, Sarah
cousin.
Should come back.
That was when Kara was. Cousin. Yeah.
Cousin.
cousin. Oh man.
Anyway, Benny, how much time we got left?
Right, we got five.
I'll just keep talking. All right.
5 minutes.
Guys, who do you think is going to win TJ's final?
Unfortunately, and I hope I'm. Don't know. I had it spoiled for me.
Yeah.
And I hope it's a lie. So
I had, I'm not
trying to push it from my mind. I'm not going to
say it.
Of course
not.
Of course not. No, we're not going to say. But I'm really bummed about it, and I still am fingers crossing that it's not true.
Pam, I'm with you. I got spoiled, and I'm very bummed about it.
I'm so upset. Like it was one of those.
Jenna, let's figure this out. Who would they be upset about winning? That's what we need to figure out.
Well, we're upset that we got it spoiled. Not that. Not upset about the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, we're both.
I mean,
we're not going to be.
I don't
surprised.
Have an. I mean, like, I didn't even think about that yet. I'm just like, wait, what? Like, I saw a long time ago, like when it was shooting. Someone, like one of those accounts, was like, "This one's eliminated. These ones," and I was like, "No, I'm going to pretend that's not true." But
it's so hard to not see anything. But I did so good this season. I didn't see anything. I'm so happy.
Really, I'm so upset about
it. Someone put in the chat: Jenna versus Pam Hall brawl.
Yeah. I was going to mention that.
Jenna, when I'm in New Jersey, we can film another little special. Okay, guys.
You better.
You got it.
6 feet
apart.
Have fun doing a
hall
brawl six feet apart. 6 feet apart hall brawl. That'll be good.
Okay. Right. Try and not touch. Like, try and... who cannot get closest to each other? We can earth ball
start
hall
training.
Brawl.
Let's yeah. start training.
All right. Da-na-na. No, but
David Punk Rock Christopher versus all of us.
Yes, versus all. No,
all
like
of us will lose.
Stick away.
All of us will lose.
David couldn't make it tonight. He's practicing the hall brawl right now. He's been working out the last 4 weeks.
Oh, that's so good.
He's doing one-handed push-ups and clapping.
On that note, we'll wrap it up here, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Let's go around the room. Jenna, want to sign
thank
us
you
out
guys.
There?
Yes, I'm on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
Pam.
Hey, thank you. I know I'm just like flipping. Thanks, guys, for joining us. You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill and tell us what you want to see from us. Everybody that's watching, email Twitter Mark and tell him #AfterBuzz to be our guest, and we'll try and set up an interview with him.
Yeah.
That would be really fun. He can let us know where he stands with that.
Yeah. You guys can hit me up at IdiotBoxBoys on TikTok. Still looking for some more followers, guys. Benny.
And you guys can follow me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. And also make sure to follow our exclusive challenge Instagram page at Challenge News Now.
Woo!
Woo woo! All right, peace out, guys. See you next week.
Bye!
Final time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.